Well, I would like to officially welcome everybody to the special edition of our Purium Health Products Spouse Start Training. Tonight, we are going to be joined and led by David Litt, one of the most sought-after trainers and recruiters in network marketing. And without further ado, David, thank you for being with us on the call. I know we've got tremendous feedback from the people who have been with us the previous two calls, and I know that we're going to be just as interested in what you have to share with us tonight. So without further ado, David Litt, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, perfect. Thanks, Dave. Are we in presentation mode? Are the lines muted?
We are. We're recording.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Great, great, great. Well, thanks for having me on. And, you know, Dave and I have known each other now for nearly a dozen years, and it's certainly a pleasure to be involved with this great company. I mentioned on the last call, I've used these products for years, used them in my spa, and, you know, I'm excited and passionate about helping people experience these products, and
oh, really?
To do okay. that, we've got to get more people using the product, trying the product, and that in turn will build your business. And so, where we left off in the pipeline process, pipe being a acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role, we left off at the prospect stage, and we talked a little bit about how to build your prospect list, focusing on quantity first and then quality second. And prioritizing your list and getting down to the 12 easiest and the 12 best. And so I hope since last Thursday that many of you, if not most of you, had the opportunity to go through your email list, to go through your cell phone list, to go through your contact base and say, you know what, these are the people that I really want to focus on, the 12 easiest and the 12 best, and hopefully you're chomping at the bit saying, okay, well, what do I do, what do I say to them, and how do we get started? And before I do that, I also want to tell you that if you're saying to yourself, gosh, I don't know if my list is big enough or long enough, and there aren't very many people who say that, but you know, every once in a while there's a person who says, you know, I don't know if there are that many good people on my list. You know, you can work through people, not just to people. And what I mean by that is you can send out an email, make a phone call, or if you're on Facebook, make a posting and say, hey, I'm looking for people who are health conscious, or I'm looking for people who want to be an entrepreneur or start a business. And we'll talk a little bit about those types of invitations. But there's lots of things you can do to attract people outside of just your close list. So I believe the gold is right there on your cell phone and in your email, and that's how network marketing works best, is through relationships. It's called relationship marketing. But there's a lot you can do with Facebook and with Twitter and creating a blog and looking at other home-based business blogs or health blogs and posting and, you know, even going on to Craigslist or Backpage or Safelists, creating a Twitter account. So there are many different ways to get very, very creative to go out and meet like-minded people, and we'll do some of that type of training, a little out-of-the-box or stretching your comfort zone type of training as far as prospecting in the weeks and months ahead. But, you know, really it's about focusing on the people you know and making sure that you're contacting the best, the brightest, and those that you know the best. And so, you know, with that, it leads into our invitation. So we've got our prospects, we've got our 24 top people. And so now what we want to do is we want to invite them to a presentation. And so the invitation process is going to be different for each person. You know, somebody you know very, very well, you can speak quite frankly with them. You know, somebody that you don't know as well but you think would be great in the business, you know, it may be a more difficult or interesting or nuanced conversation. And so I'm not a believer in scripts. I'm not a believer in scripts. I'm a believer in intention and strategy. And so really the intention and strategy about the invitation is that you want to ask them some open-ended questions and get involved in a conversation to find out how you can help somebody. And, you know, to tell them you're calling them because why you're calling them. You know, you think they're going to be great at this business, or you just joined this business and you want some feedback, or you just started taking this product and you're so excited that you'd like to share it, you know, and be able to set up the interest level so that somebody is willing to have a presentation. And to me, the presentation is simple, 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 sample, and getting some of the packets of the More Greens product into people's system so they can try this product and learn more about the business. So, you know, the invitation piece is, you know, really different for different people, but your goal is to get somebody to be willing to try a product and be willing to get more information. And so, you know, you don't want to do a presentation. You don't want to talk about pricing. You don't want to be talking about ingredients. You don't want to be really, you know, getting in detail at all. What you want to do is just say, hey, I'm involved in something that I think you might be involved in, or asking open-ended questions in which you can say, hey, gosh, I've got something that really might be for you. Do you mind if I give you a few samples? And very few people are going to turn down something for free. It's called permission marketing. And so by offering something for free, by giving them an opportunity to experience something, then you can ask for something in exchange. And what you're going to ask for in exchange is that they're going to be willing to look at or learn about you know, the business that you're in. And really most of it is right there on the membership page of phporder.com. And you know, Dave has done a fantastic little three-minute message that's right there on that page. Or if, you know, you're talking to somebody on the phone, you can always three-way them into this 888-743-4600 phone number. But, you know, there's a lot of great information on the PHP Order website that talks about the products and that, you know, either you're going to mail them or hand out that product so that they can have an opportunity to experience it. And then you're going to ask them, when would be an appropriate time to follow up so that you could, you know, get their experience and find out whether or not they enjoyed the product and whether they liked the little message that was on the membership page. And right now we're running a special, which I think is a fantastic special, and I call it frictionless enrollment. You know, that's where the industry is going, and there are very few companies that do it or do it as well as Purium does. And so what I mean by frictionless enrollment is it's free to enroll. I mean, there's a sales, sampling, and training kit, $49.95 value, full-on, real value, absolutely free. You get a free marketing website. You get a free back office and management site. You get a free consultation with a naturopath. You get a free sizzle call available to you. You get free conference calls and training calls available. You get free shipping and handling with any orders over $150. And to me, one of the most important things is an unconditional 60-day money-back guarantee. So, you know, we're kind of morphing into, and I hope you saw how quickly that went into, really the enrollment part of the conversation. So if you're a tour guide, and you're trying to make your tour fast and fun, if you're just trying to talk to a lot of folks because you've got hundreds and hundreds on your list, remember, you've got hundreds and hundreds on your list, and you have access through Facebook and through other creative ways of working through your contacts to get to hundreds and hundreds more, that you don't have time to get into a lot of details. You're just really trying to engage somebody to see if they're interested in earning a little more money or interested in helping their health. You want to give them some free products so they can experience it. You want to give them access to the information, especially that little three-minute, four-minute call that lays out very clearly the healthcare crisis that we got, how much money is being spent on healthcare, and how Purium offers a very unique solution and a comprehensive solution. So we are not a one-hit wonder, magic juice, magic berry type of product where one size fits all, and you only need this one little thing. And I think that, you know, again, having a conversation with somebody, being very realistic with them, and not getting involved in the craziness and the preconceptions and the prejudgments and the drama. You know, hey, I'm involved in this health and wellness company. The average person spends $7,500, $7,500 on health care per person per year in the United States. So wouldn't it make sense to spend a little bit of that money on preventative health care or well care And more people are saying, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I just don't know who to go to, where to go. And I think that's where Purium Health Products and Dave comes in, because he is that healthcare guru, that guy that you can trust, who can sort through fact from fiction, and who's living the example of being biologically younger, looking, feeling, and growing younger. And so, you know, going back through that invitation, presentation, and role process, it's, hey, Mary, I'm calling you up because I think you're really going to like what I'm doing right now. Or, hey, Mary, how are things going? You know, blah, 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 blah. I heard through the grapevine that you got downsized. My gosh, how is that? You know, what's happening? And, you know, asking questions and understanding, hey, I'm doing something I think you'd be really interested in. I want to give you some product. Would it be okay if I gave you some product to try? Brand new, interesting company, you know, fantastic product, blah, 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 blah. Sure, I'd love to try some samples. Great. Okay. When I'm going to be sending you some samples, I'm going to be giving you some samples. Let's meet at Starbucks and get some samples. In the meantime, can you do me a favor? Go to this website, PHP Order. It'll take you 5 minutes. And what you're going to do is you're going to click on this little button with a three-minute message there, and you can tool around the website, learn about the products, and when we meet at Starbucks, you know what's going on. So you're doing the letting the tools do the presentation for you. You're not saying too much. You're not getting caught up in all of the energy of network marketing and compensation plans and, you know, all that kind of craziness. And then, you know, trying to get them as quickly as possible to this frictionless enrollment concept where the company really, really stands out. And one of the things that's exciting, speaking of compensation plan, is that we have a compensation plan that pays 43% on first orders. So you don't have to be a mathematician to know that if you take 43% and 43% is 86%, and then another 43% is more than 100%. You don't even have to know how much it is. It's more than 100%, which means that if you come in and you buy X number amount of dollars, let's say $100 worth of product, and you enroll three other people to do the same, your business is paid for. So on last call, we talked a lot about leverage, a lot about duplication, a lot about how this is a get-rich-slow program, and it really is. But one of the first questions that a lot of people have is, how do I get my money back? And with this compensation plan, it's very easy to say, hey, enroll three people and you get your money back, and they're actually going to give you some of the samples to get you started. So, I like this process. Simple, simple, simple. Sample, sample, sample. Hand out the product to people or mail out the product to people. Direct them to the presentation page, the membership page on the PHP order site, and let some of that do the presentation for you, and then you can answer questions. And, you know, what I want to do is talk about the enrollment process and what might be, in my opinion, the three most common objections that you're going to get. And they're not about the compensation plan. They're not about the ingredients in the product. These are the four most common objections I think you're going to get. One is this network marketing? Number two is, I'm too busy. Number three is, I'm not a good salesperson, and I don't like to sell to my friends and family. And four is, I've got no money. So those are the four things that ultimately almost no network marketing company ever talks about. That's probably what's either in the back of people's minds or is what's going to come up as you say, hey, isn't this exciting? You know, we've got this frictionless enrollment system with free this and free that, and we got this great product. Aren't you interested? So let's go back to front and talk about I've got no money. Because to me, I've got no money is one of the easiest ones to handle, because there is no cost to join this business right now. If you order a $100 order, there is no cost because your starter kit, your sample kit, your training kit is all free. So that's fantastic. And not only that, but with the 60-day money-back guarantee, if you don't like the products, then it's not going to cost you anything. And ultimately, depending on how well you know the person, you know, when they say they have no money, if they don't have $100 to improve their life, you know, what miracle of God do they think is going to step into their lives that's going to change things for the better if they can't scrape together $100 to change their life? So obviously that's a different answer depending on how well you know that person, and we will talk about handling objections in a lot more detail at a later call. But basically, you know, any way that you can empathize with them about, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, it's no fun, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, you've become an entrepreneur. And one of the other things, too, is that even if they don't have a lot of money, because this is a highly leveraged business, if you think that people who have a lot of money have a big advantage for being successful, then go out and find some people who have a lot of money. And maybe we can sit down and make a list of your, you know, people, and I can show you how to contact those people. And before you even join and buy your own product, you know, we can sit down and maybe make a few phone calls, and you can get somebody engaged and excited and interested in enrolling people, maybe even before they join. And once they see how easy that is, then they may choose to do the same. You know, one of the other ones, like I say, is I'm not a good salesperson. And one of the things that I think is funny is, you know, well, you've done a good job selling me on how bad of a salesperson you are. You know, and really what we're saying is you don't have to be a salesperson. You have to be a tour guide. All you have to do is hand out samples and direct people to information. That's all we do. And, you know, once you have a handful of people doing that, ultimately your business can grow beyond your own efforts, and that's one of the things that's really exciting. So, you know, we don't consider ourselves salespeople. We consider ourselves networkers, and we utilize our contacts to share a little information about a great product and a person we believe in and an educator we believe in and a business model that we believe in, and that's really all we do. So, again, I'll share some more nuances about how to handle objections and those sorts of things, but the last two are, you know, I'm too busy. I've got no time. You know, when am I going to have time to do this? I already have a job. And, you know, if you want something done, you want to give it to a busy person, you know. So I think that's something you can say is, hey, I don't want lazy people on my team. I want to give it to the busiest, most successful people I know. That's why I'm contacting you. And, you know, that's one of the things that's great is that ultimately, because this is a highly leveraged business, over the course of time, you'll have other people investing their time, their money, their efforts in helping you succeed. Or, you know, if you think that people with lots of time can be successful, then let's go out and find some people who've got lots of time. Direct me to some people that have got lots of time, and I'll help to put them into your business. And this is not a job. I'm not asking you to quit a job. All I'm doing is asking you to invest in your future and get you to a better place, a different place. So if you don't have enough money, let me show you a way to make more money. If you don't have enough time, let me show you a business that can manufacture time for you, and not many can. And the last one, which was really the first one, is this network marketing? You know, is this like Amway? Is this a pyramid? Is this one of those MLM deals? And really, in this case, I almost think that the killer response is one of two things. One is it's asking a question. You know, it's understanding what their concern is, because oftentimes they've never even been in network marketing. You know, I heard from my uncle. I heard from my friend. And so those are much easier to disarm. Or somebody may have had a bad experience, and, you know, a company may have gone out of business, or, you know, product didn't work, or, you know, whatever it may be. And you can say, well, you know, our product does work, or, you know, we're not going out of business. We actually manufacture our own products. And so, you know, understanding what it is that they're concerned about, and obviously not all network marketing businesses are the same. And, you know, it's over $100 billion industry, and Warren Buffett's involved in it, and Crayola Crayon's involved in it, and a lot of different major companies and people. Donald Trump just started a network marketing company. So a lot of smart people, a lot of smart companies are realizing that it's pretty darn hard to run a TV ad, run a radio ad, run a newspaper ad, and have a successful business. And so they're going to networking to break through. And the other killer response on, you know, is this network marketing, is, you know, if you don't make money, I don't make money. So, you know, that's the reason I'm contacting you, is because I'd love to see you succeed. And you've got 60 days to try the product. You got 60 days to see if we can go put something in place. We've got a getting started training that can help you to go out and, you know, get yourself into business and into profit. You only need to enroll 3 people, and I can show you that you probably have hundreds of people to talk to. And if you're willing to take a chance and go out there and try it, I think we can be successful. And if you don't succeed, I don't succeed. That's how I get paid. So, you know, those are, you know, in rapid fire, some issues that may come up when you're talking about people enrolling. But I just love the frictionless enrollment program that we've got. And so I think that if you learn what's in that sales sampling and training kit, or you print it out if you're talking to people in person, and they see, you know, that you get 10 scoops of the green product, you know, that you get a, you know, access to David's Green Food Bible, and people understand that it's a commitment, it's a mission, it's, you know, a serious company that's really trying to help the health and wellness and not some kind of get-rich-quick scheme, I think that you're going to find that, that people are going to be more excited and more open to listening to you. So what I want to do to end this call is talk a little bit about the numbers and what it takes to be successful and how to do that. And, you know, if you go through the prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll prospect process, you should have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prospects. And the number of people that you talk to will directly and dramatically affect how many people that you get through that pipeline. So, you know, I think it's important that you set some SMART goals, specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, time sensitive, and depending on how active you're doing the business, those goals should probably be weekly goals. If you're very inactive, maybe monthly goals. If you're super active, maybe daily goals. But weekly is a good place to start. And so on a weekly basis, the question is, how many samples did you hand out? How many invitations did you make? How many people did you talk to? And introduce the concept of Purium to them. How many people did you get onto that membership page? How many people did you get onto that little three-minute sizzle call? And how many people did you have a serious enrollment conversation with about the frictionless enrollment plan that we've got? So, you know, if you start to put that into numbers and set goals, and you only have to measure a couple of things, but if you set some goals and then you see how you did week by week, and you can adjust, you know, what's happening and see where in the process you're having challenges. So are you not talking to enough people? Usually that is by far number one biggest problem is I'm just not talking to enough people. So, you know, if I want to, my goal is to enroll three people this month. And so, you know, really that's almost one a week. And so to enroll one a week, I probably need to talk to six, seven, eight, nine people. And so I write down in my little planner, you know, I'm going to talk to eight people this week. And, you know, at the end of the week, you know, did I talk to eight people? Or maybe you did talk to eight people. And of those eight people, how many people did you hand samples out to? Or of those samples, how many people looked at your membership page? Or listened to that sizzle call or went through the website and got some information? You know, we're going to start to have a Thursday business presentation as well. So, you know, people can hear a 30-minute version instead of a three-minute version that really walks them through the benefits of being involved with this company and with these products. So, you know, just looking at and working with these SMART goals, how many invitations, how many presentations, and how many enrollment conversations you're having, and then plan, do, measure, adjust. You know, you want to create a written plan. You know, who are you going to contact? You know, pull it right from your prospect list. I'm going to contact these 12 or these 24 people this week. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to act as a tour guide. I'm going to ask them if they're interested in samples. I'm going to tell them about the membership page. I'm going to tell them about the special we've got with the frictionless enrollment and all that sort of stuff. And I'm going to walk through and I'm going to see where did I fall down? Where did I get stuck? You know, is the problem that there's not enough information on the website and people keep on asking me questions I can't answer? Well, if they ask you questions you can't answer, then who are you going to? Do you have somebody in your upline that you're talking to that'll help you? Or maybe we can use this Thursday presentation call and making some minor adjustments that then as you talk to the next people, you provide them different information, more samples, less samples, say something different about the samples. So, you know, there aren't a lot of moving parts. It's kind of like a cake, but you need to have the right ingredients and the right amount and, you know, make adjustments. So, you know, if you put in too much flour or not enough flour or too much sugar or not enough sugar, you know, most cakes only have, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 ingredients. They don't have 73 ingredients. But to make a cake is not always easy, and it takes a lot of trial and error. And so luckily you've got hundreds and hundreds of people to talk to, and, you know, the worst case scenario is somebody says, no, I'm not interested in having a sample, or I've had the sample and it didn't do much for me, or I had the sample and I looked at the presentation and I just don't think this is for me, and, you know, that's fine. No problem. Next. You know, I'm still excited about it. I'm excited about this industry. I'm excited about this product. I'm excited about, you know, working with this company, and I'm excited about the potential to control my own life, to control my own finances, to control my own health, and I'm passionate about that. And so nobody's going to knock me off of my dream. My belief level is high, and, you know, I'm going to talk to a lot of people, and I'm going to keep talking to them and have some fun doing it and, you know, make some friends and not make any enemies in the process. And, you know, if that's your attitude, you're going to be successful. You're going to find people who are going to want to be part of what you're doing what you're doing, and these products work. And so, you know, if you put them in enough people's bodies and you're good with your follow-up and you're serious about the process and you write down your information and you treat it like a business, not like a hobby, and you're inviting a lot of folks, I guarantee you're going to have some success. And the company has really done a nice job with this frictionless enrollment. They've really done a nice job with, you know, some good information. And we have had some interesting discussions here on the corporate side with, you know, some new presentation materials and some other things that we can do for you over the next 2, 3, 4 months. So you're in the right place at the right time with a great company, great product, and a company that's definitely looking to invest in you and is going to be on the move doing some very innovative things. And we're going to finish up our training here on the Getting Started training on Thursday, same time, same number. And then we're going to go to a Tuesday-Thursday call schedule, with the Tuesday calls being a little more intensive training on different issues and Thursday being a business presentation. And you can direct guests to that for those who want more information. So I hope this was a valuable session for you, and that you have a better understanding of the pipeline process, and you can put that great prospect list you put in place to good use. So, Dave, thanks so much for hosting and recording, and thanks to all of you who invested some time here this evening, and we'll catch you on Thursday night, same number, same time, for the last part of our training. It's about business planning and personal planning. So thanks, everybody. Appreciate it, and we will talk to you Thursday night. Good night now.